air and naval forces of the United States launched a series of strikes against terrorist facilities.
Ryanair Flight 103 crashed into the town of Lockerbie.
He has sanctioned acts of terror.
Claire Danes, Damian Lewis, Morena Baccarin.
Relentless pursuit of terror.
We will make no distinction.
The USS Cole was attacked while refueling.
David Harewood, Diego Klattenhoff, Jamie Sheridan.
The next number we're going to play for you is one of the good old
days. David Marciano, Naveed Nagathan, Jackson Pace, Morgan Saylor, and Mandy Patinkin. Grainy black and white images of the World Trade Center burning. A sign for the George Bush Center for Intelligence.
What the fuck are you doing?
I missed something once before. I can't.
It was 10 years ago. Everyone missed something that day.
Everyone's not me.
Carrie listens on headphones. Brody looks out on Capitol Hill. A helicopter flies overhead.
Previously on Homeland.
I got your text.
The CIA, they're very close to finding out about our friend in Gettysburg.
The tailor?
You need to go there now and move into a safe house.
I am giving a speech at a dinner for wounded veterans tonight.
If you go there now, you'll make it back easily.
You think if they caught me that I would talk?
They're not gonna catch you now.
I'm sorry. Am I late?
Carrie, you can't be in here.
What's going on, David? You're doing the debrief without me?
Carrie, you didn't come here today expecting to get reinstated, right?
He's still out there, David. We let him get away. We need to be doing everything possible
to... That's not your concern anymore.
Brody chases after Basil, then tackles him to the ground where the tailor's stomach is pierced by a sharp root.
Where are you? I've been trying to call you. You're late. Brody.
Yeah, I'm here.
What was that?
What was what?
Brody, you're breaking up.
He snaps Basil's neck.
Brody. Where the hell have you been?
Either you tell me what is going on.
There's nothing.
Or I suggest you give this marriage some serious thought.
What's the one piece of intel you recovered in Beirut that Estes and his mob haven't seen yet? You deserve to see it first.
My name is Nicholas Brody. People will say that I was turned into a terrorist. My actions this day...
I was right.
You were right.
Gazing at Saul, Carrie cries in light of Brody's statement. Daytime, and a silver car pulls up in a well-to-do suburban street where a water sprinkler plays on the grass verge. Saul gets out, then approaches a house. A young boy answers the door in a Darth Vader costume.
I am your father. Don't make me destroy you.
Is your dad here?
Kenny!
David.
He's visiting for the week. Kenny, this is Saul.
Kenny runs upstairs.
I like him.
Something going on?
Yeah.
Iran?
It's related.
Well, come on in.
Stepping into the spacious hallway, Saul wears a serious expression.
So?
Suicide bomber almost blew up Vice President Walden.
Jesus, when?
When Elizabeth Gaines was shot. Remember him in the bunker with all his cronies?
Remember? I was one of the cronies.
Someone had on a suicide vest. He made a tape.
David takes the memory card from Saul, then heads into the living room. Striding over to a laptop, David inserts the small black card, then sits down slowly as the clip plays.
My name is Nicholas Brody, and I'm a sergeant in the United States Marine Corps. I have a wife and two kids who I love. By the time you've watched this, you'll have read a lot of things about me, about what I've done. That's why I wanted to explain myself, so that you'll know the truth.
Next, Saul and David are outside.
Why didn't Brody go through with it?
That I don't know.
So what's our move?
Well, we could arrest him. That would be that.
Or
we could leave him right where he is.
What does that get us?
Iran is planning blowback against the U.S. for the Israel bombings. They've said so publicly.
Right.
Nasir was the agent of that plan. That's what the Beirut meet was about.
And you think Brody's going to be a part of it?
Well, he was last time. Certainly sound devoted to Nasir in that day.
Yes, he does. So you want to follow Brody?
See if we can get a lead on what they're up to. When, where, what kind of attack?
How do I tell Walton?
You don't.
Saul, the guy's palling around with a jihadist.
We need him to keep it up. Nothing changes.
You know I can't do that.
Nothing changes. If Walton suddenly dumps Brody, the other side knows something's up.
I dupe this guy, he fires me in 5 seconds.
You tell him Golden Boy plotted his demise and you missed it. Fires you in 3.
Looking frustrated, David gets to his feet.
I'm cooked either way. I'm done.
Not if you thwart an attack on America. Then you're a hero.
They share a look. Then David thinks on.
So, what do you want to do?
Oh, some off-campus space, surveillance equipment, a few good men.
Outsiders?
And complete secrecy. No one in the agency knows shit but you and me.
And Carrie.
And Carrie.
Okay. But I'm sending you a guy. He'll run it.
Why?
Because I'm sending you a guy.
Fine.
Jesus. She called us.
Yeah.
In a shirt and tie, Brody comes into the bedroom with a cup and saucer.
Espresso and an apology?
I'll take the coffee.
Sitting up in bed, Jessica takes the espresso from Brody.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say, but I'm sorry, Jess.
She looks down.
You can explain. You can tell me what's going on and how it's going to change.
Brody gazes at her.
Can you trust me on this? I want to tell you, but I can't.
No. I don't trust you anymore.
That's harsh.
It's true.
I'll do better.
Jessica sets the cup and saucer aside.
It's pretty simple, Brody. I can't live like this.
Tearful, she shakes her head.
I won't. So if you don't have something real to say to me right now, something true, you should pack a bag.
Perched on the edge of the bed, Brody looks stunned. But Jessica meets his hurt gaze pleadingly, and he shakes his head in disbelief. He gets up with an air of resignation as if accepting her ultimatum. Sighing to herself, Jessica watches him leave. Dana's sitting with Xander.
So your dad's in the woodshed, huh?
200 people are waiting for you and you go AWOL. Yeah, you get the shed.
Where do you think he was?
I have no idea.
Something occurs to the teenager.
You want to get stoned?
That can't be the only thing to do.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know, Xander. It just...
Dana!
It wouldn't help.
Dad's ready to go. Hey, Xander.
Hey, dude.
Standing up from under the tree with Xander, Dana pauses in the morning sunlight.
I'll see you later, I guess.
Xander nods then heads off. As she makes her way indoors, Dana looks at him over her shoulder. Now, Brody's white 4x4 turns onto a tree-lined main street. He pulls up, with Dana in the front beside him. Leaning over for her school bag on the back seat, she notices a packed holdall underneath.
That's a good sign.
Your mom wants some time alone.
Yeah, I can't blame her. I mean, you embarrassed her. Bad.
I didn't mean to.
As she gets out, Dana throws her rucksack over one shoulder.
By the way, your car smells like smoke.
I gave someone a ride.
Yeah.
Glancing at the back seat, Brody looks anxious. Finn approaches Dana.
Quick, wrote the Declaration of Independence.
Thomas Jefferson.
Correct. And for extra credit, how many kids did he have with Sally Hemings? What's your problem?
My dad's a liar, my mom's a rube.
Ah. Knew we had stuff in common?
Daytime. And as Carrie gets out of her car, Max and Virgil spot her.
Well, well, well. Carrie Matheson was right about the red-headed menace.
It only took a year for people to believe me.
I believed you, right from the start.
Thank you, Max.
Of course, no one ever asked me.
All right, let's do this thing.
In a surveillance center.
Sweet hardware.
Yep. CIA has the best shit.
So who are these guys?
The same guys who've already watched Brody for 300 hours. Who are you?
The guy running things.
Is that right?
Yes, it is.
And I don't like surprises.
Oh, well, I'm not crazy about them either.
Crazy, interesting word. Peter Quinn.
Carrie.
Maths.
Yes, I know.
I like your work.
Peter Quinn from where?
Same place as you.
Officer?
Analyst.
Estes Brodman.
So, let's talk shop.
Well, how many years?
6 at Langley, 4 on the Venezuela desk.
The cartels?
Like that. Are we done with the meet and greet?
Yes. Moving on.
So, we run a small team on Brody 24-7. My team already hooked into the security cameras in the Rayburn building, tapping his home phone and cell. Anywhere else he goes, we have a man on.
And what team is that?
You'll never see them.
Saul and I already have a plan.
Hold that thought. Brody has a meeting this morning at the CIA. We want to throw him a jolt, so we figured go for his Achilles heel, which is you.
So I'm in the building. I run into him?
Let it drop your back at the CIA. And that should trigger his fear that your theory about him is now back in play. And that should send him to his handlers, where you guys will be there with cameras.
Roger that.
Yeah, okay.
So you want to tell us your plan now?
Actually, it was the same.
The same plan?
Same plan. So,
I'm only half a moron.
As Peter turns away, Carrie looks to Sol disbelievingly. Brody's at a car valet service.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely gonna need a supreme detail.
Yeah, the important thing is the smell.
Lot of blood splatter.
What?
Blood splatter. You've been driving on the highway.
Oh, yeah. Look, it smells like smoke inside. That's got to go away.
That's no problem. Just use a scent.
Virgil photographs Brody.
Vanilla, red cinnamon.
I'm sorry, I'm in a rush.
New car smell.
So how long are we talking?
Well, with the steam clean, degrease, wax, gonna take a few hours.
Fine. Can you call me a cab?
Go inside. Take care of it for you. Hold up.
A list of scents.
Me, myself? I go key lime.
Sounds like a winner.
Yalla.
While Brody walks off, Virgil and Max observe him from a safe distance. At the CIA building, Langley, Carrie's in reception when her phone sounds. She takes her mobile out of her bag, then sees a text from Virgil, Brody ETA 1 minute, arriving by taxi. Putting her phone away, she folds the flap over on her shoulder bag, then anxiously checks the time on her watch. She gazes expectantly outside and the winding road leading up to the main entrance. Looking on edge, Carrie turns again to check the road. This time, she notices a blue and white taxi approaching. Still, she bides her time as the taxi comes to a stop. The driver half turns to Brody, who has a credit card.
Oh, here we go.
What's the problem?
You don't got cash?
It says here, you take credit.
This is why no one wants the Langley jobs.
Because of credit cards?
Because these paranoid spy types. You see you pass paper, they follow you the rest of the day.
Brody's unaware of Max in a nearby car with a camera.
Sure you're not the one who's paranoid?
Smiling wryly, Brody exits the taxi with his briefcase. Carrie spots Brody, then makes her move outside. When he notices Carrie calmly walking by, Brody's eyes betray a mind in sudden turmoil.
Carrie!
Oh, hi.
Taking a few steps back, Brody looks intrigued.
Hey.
Wow. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to stay away from you.
No, it's okay.
I did make that promise.
How are you?
I'm well.
You look it.
And actually, I owe that to you.
How does that work?
Well, you said I should get help. And I did. And, it was a long road back, but I'm myself again.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah. You kind of saved me. Anyway, I'm sure you're busy, Congressman.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. And you? Are you back here?
Yeah, in a way.
What does that mean?
I actually can't tell you. I have good boundaries now.
Sure.
It's part of being well.
Right.
Anyway, I'm glad I saw you.
Yeah, me too.
Peace.
Peace.
See you around. There's the doorbell, you know, for your convenience.
Where's Brody?
He's not here.
I need to talk to him.
Well, you're out of luck.
Then I'll wait. Shame, really.
Hi, Betsy. Is he there?
He was a good Marine.
How long does a vote take?
A decent, reliable, righteous Marine.
Yes, just leave a message.
Someone twisted him up, put him on a bad path. Congressman or not, I'm not gonna let it slide. I'm gonna get to the bottom of this murky pool of shit.
Jess.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
I need you.
Okay.
It's louder. He's here.
Give me a minute, all right? Okay.
That was good.
Yeah, he's worried.
How are you?
I'm fine.
It's weird seeing him.
Yeah, of course. So?
Nice job.
Thanks.
You got a hook in his mouth?
We'll see. A lot of eyes.
Tricky getting ears in this building. Working on it.
This is good.
Oh. There he is. Now he's back at Rayburn.
Good to see you again.
Congressman Brody, a few words.
Yeah, I can't promise they'll be interesting, but...
We put Roy Ahmad on the board?
Yeah, we put them all up.
Now, if we can only hear what they're saying.
The tracks are covered in Gettysburg.
That's not it. Carrie Matheson was at the CIA.
Today?
She's working there again.
Did she say why?
No. But if she's back in play, it's gotta be about me.
Maybe not. It could be about Nazia. That's her expertise, right?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
The timing makes sense. They did just try to assassinate him.
That woman is stubborn as shit. She gets her head around something.
She was fully discredited.
Then why is she back at Langley?
Well, if you're worried, why don't you find out? Renew the relationship. Could be useful, actually. I should get going.
Hey, wait. The tailor.
It's taken care of.
It was a fucking travesty. It should not have gone down.
We've talked too long. Bye now.
You were fucking him, huh?
What?
Brody.
Who are you fucking?
An ER nurse. I'm not that into her.
You're pretty mouthy for an analyst.
I'm just saying, if he did to me what he did to you, got me fired, and made me think I was crazy when I wasn't, send me off to get my brain zapped, I'd fucking rip his skin off.
Well, that's the plan. Jessica's called four times.
I know.
Also, Rashid from Constitutional Wash.
What'd he say?
Your car's ready. Should I send someone?
Yep.
Where is he?
Passed out on the kitchen table.
Fucking water.
He's a maniac. I already have one of those on my hands.
So you didn't kiss and make up last night?
I don't think we're ever gonna kiss and make up.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Brody.
What's going on?
Don't worry about it.
Come on, Jess.
I needed you an hour ago, and as usual, you were nowhere.
So I called somebody I can actually rely on.
Well, who's there?
Mike.
He's taking care of us.
Listen, I'll come home tonight. We'll talk.
No.
You're gonna go to your hotel, or wherever it is you go when you disappear.
Oh, fuck it, Doc.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. We'll call you.
I'll call you.
Oh, shut up. No. Help. I'm driving you home. All right?
Why don't you just say what you mean? I don't want to fuck tonight, you game.
I know you're better than this, Lauder. But every time you pull this crap, it gets harder to remember that.
I'm on to Brody.
I don't even know what that means.
He knows something about Walker's death. And he's covering.
Why would he do that?
Maybe he was a part of it.
You need coffee. Come on.
No. He was on the ground that day, right? When Walker shot that lady.
So?
So they were a team for years. Maybe they were working together like old times.
Buckle up.
Jefferson sure did live it up. Wine, books.
Slaves.
Yeah, how could he write all men are created equal for a plantation?
Dude was all confused.
You ever been there? Monticello?
You kidding?
My dad.
He's never heard of Monticello.
Yes, I have. Anyway, we have a test tomorrow. So,
Okay. Who was his vice president?
Jefferson's?
Nobody cares about the Veep.
Aaron Burr.
Right, the dual guy.
The dual guy, brilliant. You can ride that all the way to Yale.
Look, I know that, right? I just blanked.
Don't you know better than to study with this guy? He's all about the gentleman's C's.
You got an A on yesterday's quiz.
No kidding.
But yeah, I guess gentleman's C's don't get you there anymore. Not like in your day.
Well,
thank you for that wisdom, Dana. Did your dad make it home okay last night?
Yeah, he got home.
Good.
Looking a little put out, Warden leaves the pair, then Finn shakes his head.
Anyway, Monticello, you want to go one weekend?
Not right now.
I think I have to be home by dinner.
Well, let's go somewhere.
Finn eyes her tentatively.
All right.
Brody spoke to 4 people on Capitol Hill and 12 more at the Virginia Businessmen's Reception.
Plus a guy at a newsstand on K Street.
They all go up.
With Virgil, Carrie looks over at Peter.
I've never heard of this guy.
Oh, Quinn?
He was on the floor at Lightly 6 years. I never met him.
It's because you're in the Middle East.
Look into him, would you?
Oh, sure. I'm not busy.
Virgil, just check him out. Please.
Okay.
David ends his chat with Peter.
Carrie.
Hi.
I feel like a complete heel. Look, there's nothing to say except I'm sorry and, good work.
Well, that's enough.
So? Seems a congressman makes contact with 43 people in a typical day.
We think there was a meet?
Well, not an obvious one.
Unless we widen our circle, we can keep a check on 43 people in any timely manner.
We prioritize. First, the dark-skinned ones.
Straight-up racial profiling.
It's actual profiling. Most Al-Qaeda operatives are going to be Middle Eastern or African.
Max.
Okay, so who are the top people of interest?
Rashid Fidel works a constitutional car wash from Yemen, has an expired visa. Paris Kimbe, cab driver, Sudanese, belongs to the same YMCA as car wash Rashid. And Hamza Shabazi, grad student, blogs about Islamic women. Asked Brody to read her thesis.
Brody's at a hotel tonight, the Ashford.
Why's that?
His woman sent him away. We're getting eyes in the room.
Okay. Well, good work, everybody.
I have to go see an apartment.
What?
I rented my house when I went to Beirut.
Saul follows David out, leaving Carrie with Peter and the bank of surveillance screens.
Looks like we're the night shift.
I don't have any plans.
You like Indian food?
Or Greek?
Greek, sure. I like olives.
I know a place.
Good.
They sit back to watch the bank of monitors. Finn is driving Dana in his car. They pull to a halt, followed closely by a sleek 4x4 of Secret Service agents.
So, brand new car for your birthday, huh?
Obnoxious, right?
Yeah, big time.
Gotta take the perks where I can get them.
Or a little bridge boy.
It's a sweet ride, though, right?
Yeah, it's okay.
Ready for another perk?
Sure, yeah.
She glances back over her shoulder at the agents as Finn steps over a low chain fence.
Well, this is closed for renovations.
Not the Bill Walden, son.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. Race you there.
They run towards the Washington Memorial, the Secret Service agents walking on after them. Inside, they step out of a lift into a dark viewing room lit by red lights. They each have a torch as they make their way through.
Where's the Secret Service?
Downstairs.
So it's just us?
Uh-huh. And the entire District of Columbia.
She looks out of a window at the vast city below.
Makes you realize there's this whole big world out there.
Like your attitude.
I like you.
She looks embarrassed. Their faces are reflected in the glass as they nervously turn to look at one another. Then they move closer and their lips meet. They kiss for a moment, then she pulls away.
I have a boyfriend.
I want to be your boyfriend.
I know, I kind of want that too. I don't want to be a dick, though.
To the home guy?
His name is Xander. He's nice.
But I'm nicer.
No, you're meaner.
Oh, so it's the car.
Just let me talk to him first.
Do it soon.
They stare out at the city. Lauda wakes up on his sofa at home. Mike's still there.
Hey.
He rises.
Look, man, sorry.
For what?
I unfortunately remember everything I said, and the Jessica stuff, at least, was out of line.
Let's talk about the other stuff.
Okay.
Because the fact is, Brody's acting weird, and he has been, ever since he got back.
Yeah, he's not the same guy.
Let's just say, Brody and Walker were working together that day that Elizabeth Gaines was shot. Doing some covert work. Maybe for the CIA.
Does Brody have a connect with the spooks?
Yeah.
That's it. That's fucking it.
No, it's a theory. But let's say it was true. What was Brody's part?
Fuck knows.
Well, and what does that mean about who killed Walker?
Brody's at the front desk of a luxury hotel. The receptionist gestures for a porter.
There you go. Thanks for staying with us, Congressman.
Thank you.
Virgil is watching from a high-backed armchair in the lobby, and Brody's hotel room is showing on surveillance monitors.
So, was it work or love?
What?
Brody.
What are we, girlfriends?
Just want to know if you fell for him.
Why don't you answer some questions for me, Peter?
Like,
where are you from?
Philadelphia.
The fancy part, main line?
Like that. Yale School, Harvard.
Oh, good creds.
That's a requirement in our family.
You ever go back to Philly?
Nah, there's no good Indian food.
And why does Estes like you so much?
I'm pretty likable.
Oh, so matter of opinion.
And reliable. I am extremely reliable.
Brody knocks back a drink at the bar. Virgil's watching from nearby.
Hi, Virgil. He's still not in the room.
He's at the bar.
He's at the bar.
Hotel security let us in on their cameras. You'll have a picture in a second.
Yeah, got it.
Adios.
Brody finishes his drink and pushes his empty glass towards the bartender.
Can I get another?
There's a camera behind the bar looking directly out at Brody as he reaches for his mobile phone. Carrie and Peter are watching eagerly. Brody studies it for a moment, then places it on the counter. Carrie throws a sideways glance at Peter.
Now call your contact.
Knocking back his newest drink, Brody then picks up his phone and seems agitated as he studies it. Peter and Carrie are once more transfixed.
Do it, man. You know you want to.
Eventually, Brody clicks on a contact, and Carrie's phone starts to ring.
How are you?
I've been better.
Yeah?
I was just wondering if we, if we could bury the hatchet. For real.
Well, didn't we do that today?
Can we seal it with a drink?
Sure. Please.
I'm at the Ashford Hotel. There's a bar.
Yeah, no, I know it. It's 20 minutes away.
Good. Yeah.
Right.
Holy shit.
It's on.
Hell yeah.
So what's the play?
Well, as far as we know, he didn't go to his handler yet.
So we spook him more? Make him report back?
Drop something about Abunazir.
Straight out?
Too bold?
Oh, screw it. We don't have a lot of time. These fuckers are planning something.
I'll loop everyone in.
Crap, I'm nervous.
I'm not. You're good.
Okay. Right. Thanks.
Peter throws her a supportive smile. Dana's lying in bed when she receives a text message. It's from Finn and reads, "Good night, Sally." It makes her smile, and she replies, "Night, TJ." Then with that, she switches off her bedside light. The monitor's alone as Carrie walks into the bar to find her drink waiting for her next to Brody.
You and me in bars.
Always ends up in an interesting way, though, doesn't it?
So far.
By the way, this is not a booty call.
Didn't even cross my mind.
Just wanted to say that up front.
Done.
I'm not here by choice. My wife's fed up.
Oh. Well, that can't be good politics. You're supposed to be the new JFK and Jackie.
Well, so it all ends with a bullet in my brain, huh?
Whoa. Dark turn.
Sorry.
How's she doing?
Reeling him in.
So, how are you?
Well, I told you, I'm good.
And you're working again?
I am. And, I'm getting pretty close.
To?
My goal?
Vague. Extremely vague.
Well, I can't name names.
No, of course.
But I'm circling a certain terrorist.
Hey, so long as it's not me.
No. My focus is back on the right guy.
The big guy.
The head of the snake guy.
Brody's impressed.
Who stole 8 years of your life?
She nods as he stares at her with a silent grin.
Anyway, no, I should shut up.
They turn to their drinks.
Hey, listen, Carrie. You said sorry to me 100 times.
You need 101?
No. It's my turn. I feel crappy about what happened to Tricky. Calling Estes.
Oh, that.
No, I did it because I was worried about you.
Well, it was worrisome. My behavior.
You know, I'm sorry for all you went through.
No, don't be.
I mean, fucking ECT.
Where'd you hear that?
Well, I asked about you.
Oh.
Did you have to do it a lot?
Mondays and Thursdays for 6 weeks.
Was it terrible?
No.
She's shaken.
No, it truthfully, you don't even feel a thing. So.
Well, that which makes you stronger.
Right.
He smiles, then looks back down at his drink.
Well, I'm glad we did this.
Well, that's it?
Yeah, I got an early morning.
Okay. Well, I got it.
No, don't be silly. Room 416, please.
There's an awkwardness between them as the bartender gets the bill and hands it to Brody. Brody signs for the drinks.
Brody,
It's really good seeing you.
She nods, and they hold each other's gaze for a long time. Then he gets down from the stool, grabs his coat, and leaves. Saul watches the monitors with a furrowed brow. He can see Brody going to the lift. Still sitting at the bar, Carrie closes her eyes and shakes her head. There's the twinkle of a tear in the corner of her eye. After a few thoughtful moments, she takes out her phone and makes a call. Peter answers.
That was great.
No, that was terrible.
What do you expect, a confession?
He made me.
No way. He's on his way up to his room. He's acting totally normal.
Peter, he knows.
Saul and I watched the whole thing.
No, put Saul on.
You did fine, Carrie.
No. No, I got pissed when he talked about ECT. I showed my hand for the slightest second, and he saw. He saw, and he went away.
Well, that's not how we read it here.
We have to go in. He's on to me.
Come back, Carrie.
Saul, I saw it in his eyes. He'll send a signal. He'll put a wine glass in the window, whatever, and they'll go to ground. We go in now.
Because you saw it in his eyes?
Yeah, that's right.
Your work is done tonight. Get the fuck back here.
She thinks something over as she looks at her phone. They watch as she stares directly into one of the cameras, shakes her head slightly, then puts her hand up to her forehead wearily. She gets up from her seat.
Jesus, how many times you gotta tell her something?
A lot.
Brody lets himself into his room. Unaware he's being surveilled, he puts his coat down and makes his way over to his bed. He seems unnerved as he twists the lid from a water bottle. With a frown, he takes a gulp and drops down onto the bed. Letting out a deep breath, he checks his watch. He makes his way to the door and peers through the peephole. Steeling himself for a moment, he opens it to find Carrie there, smiling sweetly.
Hi.
Hi.
He throws her a look, inviting her in, and she steps inside.
No, what is she doing?
Why did he mention his room number?
I asked myself. Is it just to pay the bill, or maybe?
Maybe to get you alone again.
It reeks, you know.
My confusion?
Your bullshit.
I don't follow.
She's blowing it.
It's blown. Go in.
We know.
Take the goddamn room, goddammit.
We only have a few more minutes alone.
You still have your twisted theories about me, don't you?
Not theories anymore.
Look, I'm sorry I called. I guess I thought we could be friends.
Friends? Oh, yeah. Yeah, do I want to be friends with a demented ex-soldier who hates America? Who decided strapping on a bomb was the answer to what ailed him? Despite his daughter, his son, people who loved him in real life, not in the mind-fuck world of Abu Nazir. Who in the end didn't have the stones to go through with it, but had no problem sending me to the nut house? Yeah, no thanks. I don't think I need a friend like that.
Okay. Not friends.
Get the fuck away from her.
So what are you gonna do now? Are you gonna kill me? You gonna blame it on rough sex, maybe? I mean, how long can you get away with something like that?
I've had a pretty good run so far.
It's true.
I seem to be good at this.
if nothing else.
You're special.
I liked you, Carrie.
I loved you.
Are you good?
If only the circumstances had been wildly different. You're a disgrace to your nation, Sergeant Nicholas Brody. You're a traitor and a terrorist. And now it's time you pay for that.